from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I'm Eric Thiel. The man accused of stabbing a Charlotte light rail passenger on Friday appeared in court Monday morning, where a judge ordered he be held without bond. Julian Berger has more on a case that's drawing immigration scrutiny back to Charlotte, just weeks after a Border Patrol surge ended.
Authorities say 33-year-old Oscar Solezano Garcia stabbed a man on the Cats Lynx Blue Line light rail Friday evening. Police say he had been drinking beforehand. The Department of Homeland Security says Solezano Garcia is an undocumented immigrant from Honduras who had been deported twice before. ICE has placed a detainer on him. He will remain in Mecklenburg County Jail until his local case moves forward. President Trump weighed in over the weekend, saying Charlotte Democrats are, quote, destroying the city. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem also commented, saying the agency will work to deport, quote, every depraved criminal illegal alien. Solezano Garcia faces five charges, including attempted first-degree murder. He is due back in court later this month. It's the second high-profile stabbing on the light rail in a little over 4 months, after the stabbing death of Irina Zarutska in August. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
A new task force has started work to redesign how the state measures school performance after years of criticism for the current system by education leaders. James Farrell has more on the task force's first meeting and goals.
The state assigns school letter grades based on test scores and annual improvement, but some argue the system doesn't account for other factors that demonstrate school quality, like class size or access to advanced placement opportunities. State board member Alan Duncan said at the task force's first meeting Friday, the existing system offers a narrow view of school performance.
At the same time, it has shaped school behaviors and public perceptions in ways that don't fully reflect the strengths, the aspirations, and most importantly, the potential of our children, or for that matter, of our educators.
They aim to adopt a new statewide model by June 2027 with hopes of implementing it the next year. The group consists of state board members, legislators, parents, students, and education leaders, including Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Superintendent Crystal Hill. James Farrell, WFAE News.
The Union County chapter of the NAACP says Union County Public Schools has failed to make good on an agreement to partner on several education initiatives. The school district denies this. James Farrell has more.
Union County NAACP President Archie Hansley said his organization had a long-time agreement with UCPS, including for tutoring initiatives and support for low-performing schools. That includes efforts to implement recommendations from a Citizens Advisory Committee that sought to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across the district several years ago. But Hansley has accused the school board and Superintendent Andrew Houlihan of failing to advance those goals or publicly acknowledge a partnership with NAACP.
It's one thing to say you're in partnership with someone behind closed doors, but if you're not doing anything to establish that partnership, then to me, honestly, it's just an abusive one-sided relationship is what it is.
Last week, UCPS leaders said in a joint statement that the accusation is, quote, false, deceptive, and misrepresents board and district leadership and integrity. The district says it has long worked with the NAACP on multiple initiatives over the last decade, including launching a local youth council and a mentoring program at Monroe Middle School. James Farrell, WFAE News.
The town of Matthews says the Board of Commissioners has appointed Malia James as town manager effective January 1. James has served as assistant town manager since 2022 and brings nearly 20 years of experience in municipal and public sector leadership. Prior to joining the town of Matthews, James worked for the City of Charlotte and held a variety of leadership roles, including airport budget and financial services manager, strategy and budget analyst, and human resources manager. A Stokes County man has left a $3 million endowment for breast cancer treatment. WFDD's David Ford reports.
According to the National Library of Medicine, in the U.S., 1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. And every year in the triad, Novant Health cares for nearly 800 newly diagnosed patients. The gift will allow the hospital to invest in treatment research and add a fourth full-time breast cancer nurse navigator to its current team. Cancer Support Services and Genetic Counseling Manager Kate Hughes says navigators play a critical role.
They're involved with the patient from diagnosis till end of treatment. They're actually the ones that give the patient the diagnosis, make all of their initial appointments for them, and then stay connected to them throughout their entire journey.
Hughes adds that navigators also handle barriers to care, such as transportation issues and health insurance applications. She says the added position will allow them to provide face-to-face care with breast cancer patients in Novant's outlying satellite communities, including Thomasville, Kernersville, and Mount Airy. I'm David Ford.
People who evacuated during the Winston Weaver fertilizer plant in 2022 could soon get hundreds of dollars in compensation. WFDD's April Leslie reports.
Judge Edwin Wilson has signed off on an $8 million class action settlement with Winston Weaver Company for the January 2022 fire, which forced mass evacuations amid fears of an explosion. Roughly 6,500 people who lived or worked within a mile of the site are eligible. After attorney's fees, each individual could receive around $750. Gary Jackson, an attorney for the plaintiffs, called the settlement fair and reasonable given the stress and out-of-pocket costs faced by those who fled. To receive compensation, residents must file a claim online or by mail. More information is available at winstonweaverclassaction.com. It's unclear when payments will be distributed. A separate lawsuit filed on behalf of affected business owners is scheduled for trial in January. In Winston-Salem, I'm April Leslie.
And for Tuesday, December 9th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Teal.